This is 93.5 The Tap.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The Israel-Hamas war is intensifying. Correspondent Charlie Daggett is in Tel Aviv.
Israel stepping up its aerial assault again. Escalating airstrikes even further in the last 24 hours, pummeling Gaza. As the death toll climbs to more than 4,300 people. On a second front, the West Bank, a rare airstrike there in the city of Jenin, targeting a suspected terror cell, Israeli military officials describe as a ticking bomb.
There's concern Hezbollah could get pulled into the war. CBS's Ian Lee is on Israel's border with Lebanon.
If that happens, the fight against Hamas would likely become a sideshow to the intense fighting in the north, because Hezbollah has the missiles, lots of them, and they're more sophisticated. A steady stream of weapons continuously flows from Iran, and the militants boast tens of thousands of fighters battle-hardened from a decade of fighting in Syria.
This message from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu through an interpreter.
If Hezbollah decides to enter the war, they will be making the biggest mistake of their lives, and we will hit them with an unimaginable force.
It's been 19 days since the House had a leader, leaving Congress paralyzed. CBS's Skylar Henry from Washington.
Congress is a lot like high school, but even more so.
A divided Republican conference on what's now day 19 of no House Speaker.
I have to say, it's my 10th term in Congress.
Yeah.
This is probably one of the most embarrassing things I've seen, because if we don't have a Speaker of the House, we can't govern.
There are 9 House Republicans who say they want the speakership. 7 of those candidates voted to decertify the 2020 election results following the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol.
The SAG-AFTRA Actors Union strike has now lasted more than 100 days. Negotiations resume Tuesday. Correspondent Danya Backus.
Here in Hollywood, the pressure's on to reach an agreement. The cost of the entertainment industry strike has already surpassed $5 billion.
4-time U.S. Open golf champion Betsy Rawls has died. This was one of her victories in 1960.
It's the winning score for Betsy Rawls, her 4th U.S. Open. Betsy's the first woman to turn the trick.
Betsy Rawls was 95 years old. The singer wins again at the weekend box office for her film, Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Have you local music from Wisconsin? It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. Original hard rock, punk, and metal from Wisconsin until midnight. Max Inc. Heavy is sponsored by the UPS Store, North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square in Madison. Get all your printing and shipping needs there or at theupsstore.com. And by Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all. Stop into their office on Atwood Avenue or find them online at weikert-lakepoint.com. Let's kick off tonight with a double dip of Droids Attack. We'll have information about their new beer in just a couple of minutes. There's a double dip of Droids Attack to kick off Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.